is a practical approach to help you heal and release the dysfunctional patterns that are rooted in emotional wounds, which were themselves established a long time ago. It is a transformational process that will help you to unfold and heal the wounded parts that no longer work for you and lead you to a new place of inner healing. The process combines many approaches and exercises to help you connect with some of the underlying reasons why you react and respond the way you do. By following this transformational process, you will begin to understand and acknowledge the specific wounding patterns you are holding on to. Once you go through the process, your woundings will begin to feel more integrated with your responsible adult self and not feel as unknown or lost. You will not only understand why you're making these impulsive decisions, but also understand the bigger patterns in your life that are holding you back from feeling fulfilled. You will go from just emotionally surviving to emotionally thriving. The process is not only about reclaiming the grounded, authentic self, but also about how to recognize your resilience and navigating present-day difficult situations. This work will help you honor those parts of you that have worked so hard to keep you safe, and to look at those parts that work against you and hold you back from claiming an authentic life. You will learn how to identify the illusions and the negative limiting beliefs about yourself that you carry. What may be unclear now as to how these impulsive reactions relate to your childhood wounding will soon become clear as you go through the heal process. The process will guide you to feel more whole and in control of your life. Through the heal process, you will help the younger, wounded parts of you, your wounded inner child that feels lost and searching, to integrate with your adult self. Until this healing occurs, the wounded part will keep being triggered, frantically stepping in front of you to take charge and impulsively make bad decisions that your responsible adult self then has to clean up. The work you will do will help your adult self develop the tools needed to reach back through time and reassuringly take the hand of the younger wounded parts. Your adult self, feeling confident, safe, and in control, will reinforce your love for your younger self that feels lost, set strong boundaries, and tell the wounded part that it's going to be okay. You will learn to recognize how and when this younger part shows up, and to ask this part what it needs to heal and integrate with the adult self. After all, we have to know where we came from to know where we're going. Through reading real-life stories and working through the exercises in each chapter, you will see all of the relational patterns that were established in your early life. Once you see the patterns and themes that keep happening in your life, you will no longer be able to unconsciously repeat them. The moment you see the patterns, when the light bulb goes on and everything clicks, is a moment of healing, a moment of grace. In fact, you will have many aha moments as you work through the heal process. Over time, you will begin to see and feel the difference in yourself as you become a conscious creator of your world instead of impulsively reacting to it. You will no longer be in the illusion of the daydream. You will be living your life present and available to yourself first, then others. Know that you will be able to transform the emotional pain that you carry, and that you can let go of the falsehood that you are destined to be burdened with emotional wounding your entire life. Inner child work helps us get to the root of the problem, the core wounding, instead of putting a band-aid over the pain and hoping it gets better. I did not invent the concept of inner child work. Many thought leaders who developed different ways to look at the wounded inner child came before me. I say with respect and humility that my work and inspiration are born from the efforts of many others. What I offer here is my approach to inner child work, and a way to connect to your authentic and resilient self through the doorway of your wounded parts. In my psychotherapy practice, I look for how a person is functional, strong, and coping well, not just focus on their struggles or what's wrong. I look beyond their presenting pain and talk to the part that is wise, authentic, and grounded, encouraging that part to come forward. This positive psychology invites the healed part to be a champion for the wounded part.